Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. Chris Muscovitas is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Chris is president of TMG eMedia, a cybersecurity expertise company. He's the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. Chris, I need your website, please.
The book's website is cybersecurity-for-business.com. You can reach me at tmgr.com. That's the easiest one. Right. That's tommarygeorgerobert.com, tmgr.com.
Right. So check that out. And I'm sure your book's available at Amazon. So talk to us about, in the earlier segments, folks, Chris gave us a good picture of the landscape of cybersecurity. In the last segment, he gave us some tips on how to protect ourselves. You got to have a security system in your computer. You got to have firewalls on your modems. I think you need a mechanical and a digital firewall. You got to keep the updates going. You got to train your people. You got to make sure all that's done and as hard as you can, just not to get hacked. What about the future, Chris? Talk to us about what you see coming around the bend, because so many changes that we're being faced with these days are not next step changes. For 10,000 years, the next change that we were going to have to deal with was one step up, and we could see it. We could take that step. We just lifted our feet and made that step. And I believe today the changes we got to be worried about are quantum leap steps. They're two steps up. We can't even imagine what's up there, and yet they're coming at us tomorrow. What do you think?
I think that you're right. I think that there's a tremendous speed of advance in technology, and with very little understanding as it's being deployed worldwide. We walk around with our smartphones today that have, you know, thousands of times the computing power of what landed the Apollo spacecraft on the moon.
Right.
What's coming down the line is artificial intelligence, and in all of its different aspects, be it machine learning and big data processing and so on and so forth, that's going to be very scary. There is work in quantum computers, which it will be the holy grail of cybersecurity when that comes out.
Or the holy hell of ours.
That's right. I mean, look, the important thing to remember is that what one person can do, another person can undo. So we always have to remain vigilant. There is not going to be a checklist cybersecurity solution. And if somebody is selling you a checklist cybersecurity solution, run. Because cybersecurity is something that you have to live in day in, day out. You have to be engaged. You have to always pay attention to what's going on, both in the threat landscape and in your own assets, not to be over-protecting things when they're not worth anything. And you always have to keep your people involved. There's no two ways about it.
When the bad guys get this new technology, this faster technology, when the bad guys get access to that and have it like we do, what are we going to do out here on Main Street? Because we don't have that technology.
Well, we're going to get it also. If they're getting their hands on it, we are also going to be having our hands on it. And now you're talking about something that's particularly scary, because and what keeps me up at night, which is the potential loss of life, right?
Yes.
You're talking about cyber warfare at a nation-state level. So the only way around that is to use the same kind of intelligence we as humans used after the last Great War. So at that point, we said, hold on a minute, let's all get together and figure this out, because we don't want to be blowing each other out with nuclear weapons. So how about we put the red phone in place? How about we put some treaties in place?
Right.
How about we create things that an attack on one is an attack on all? The same kind of frameworks, the same kind of treaties need to apply to cyber warfare.
It's called MAD.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to make sure that these kinds of treaties are in place. They are not in place right now.
The bad guys don't sign those treaties.
Now, the bad guys don't sign these treaties, but behind those bad guys very frequently are other guys that do sign the treaties.
Right.
So it's nobody's suggesting here that we are going to all of a sudden be naive and stop spying and everybody's going to get along with one another. Nobody's saying that. But the same way you have treaties that protect us from the use of catastrophic weapons, and we have a way as a society to monitor and get around these kinds of things, we need to have something in place to at a minimum address this. We are not even addressing it. So step one is addressing this issue. Instead, we're letting this be the wild, wild west at the nation state level, because we all want to play in the wild, wild west and figure out what it is that we can do.
Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
I would love it, and I would be honored to be part of the program.
Thank you. Chris Mascovitas, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, TMGR.com is his website. Come back soon, Chris. Good job today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
See you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.